got it off to Danny Malin. Malin down in the corner. Three right there by David Delahunty. And David Delahunty gives Columbia a 6-3 advantage.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And, of course, we're online at WEOL.com. We're on your phone with the WEOL mobile app. And, yes, Larry Babix, as I mentioned to Coach Gillum, you're on video right now, Facebook Live, WEOL's Facebook page going live. How about that, man?
That's impressive.
See, we're a multimedia platform here tonight.
Yeah. Hey,
great to have you on, talking Columbia Raider basketball. We heard that highlight coming out. A guy that certainly has been a dominant player for Columbia the past few years, David Delahunty, he now moves on. He's gotten the diploma and has left the scene, per se. So how do you replace that scoring, and what do you do to kind of retool this basketball team now for the 16-17 season?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. We're trying to figure that out as a staff. I mean, you know, David scored a little bit over 20 for the last 2 years, and, you know, we don't know. It's going to have to be by committee. You know, he's just one of those guys that just don't come along too often. So, you know, hopefully Brandon Coleman, he's a sophomore this year. He scored, you know, quite a bit as a freshman for us, so we're leaning on him a little bit. But we got probably 6-7 guys we think can score, so it'll be a little bit more balanced this year for sure.
And he kind of stole my question. I was just going to say, do you have scorers when you look at the group of guys that are starting, at least right now? I mean, you got a long way to go, but do you look at that group and say, I've got some scorers here?
Yeah, I mean, the one good thing in our program, you know, you've seen us play enough over the past few years. They're all, you know, they're not afraid to shoot the ball. So, you know, they have that mentality. Now, sometimes we don't have the ability or we don't make the best decisions. But, you know, they're a confident group. You know, I'm a little bit more worried on the defensive end, you know, right now. But, like you said, it's early. We haven't scrimmaged. We haven't even made our cuts yet. So, with the football team in the playoffs again this year. So those guys are just trying to get their basketball legs under them right now.
How much does that set you back a little bit when a team makes the playoffs from the basketball perspective? Does that put it back a couple of weeks? How does that work?
No, I mean, you know, I've dealt with it for and I mean that in a very good way. I think the last 6-7 years, Jason, you know,
right,
has done such a great job with our guys. And you know, I take it every year. I mean, I'm a big believer in, you know, winning breeds winning, and those guys playing some big games, and, you know, their leadership, they draw on those experiences, not only just from football. Our soccer team's been really good, our baseball team. So, you know, it helps our basketball program a ton.
When you lose a player like Delahunty and you lose that offense, do you have to emphasize defense even more to your team? Do you think, like, that even becomes a more important aspect of the game because you are going to lose such a prolific score?
Yeah, I mean, and what it does is we haven't been really a pressing team over the last couple years, but we're a little bit more athletic. So we're going to probably get up and down and, you know, get into some pressure. I've just never been a big fan of pressing, you know, if you don't have the kids that you think can do it. So now we think we have some quickness, a little bit of length, and that's how we're going to try to get a couple easy ones, but you hope, you know, you're not getting burnt on the back end of it.
Again, we're talking with Larry Babix, head coach at Columbia, as he joins us here at Wolfie's, part of our Nick Abraham Boys High School basketball preview. Larry, you mentioned Brandon Coleman, a few other guys that you think will play key roles for your basketball team this year?
Brandon obviously he's a sophomore, but our three seniors, Austin Salika, Jared Heidecker, and Taylor Beck, you know, they all have some good varsity experience behind them. You know, we're going to lean on those guys a lot. And then our fifth starter will be Josh Borling. He was on the JVs last year, but he's another kid that can really score. But, you know, we got to get him to, you know, improve his defense. So then our bench is pretty much three freshmen and a sophomore. So we're going to be really young behind them, but that's no excuse. I mean, they're the best kids in our program, so they're going to be up on varsity, and they had a good summer, and we expect them to, you know, step in and contribute.
Size up your side of the pack for us, if you could.
Well, I mean, it's hard to go against Oberlin when they got the whole team back and they got as far as they got. And they're a confident group. And, you know, Kurt did such a great job with them last year. And just having all that experience, those big wins, you know, they're really good. I mean, you know, obviously what John does with Clearview every year. You know, Bill's doing a great job at Fairview. I think, you know, that to me is going to be, you know, if people are sleeping on a team, that keep an eye on Fairview. They're young, and but Bill's had a great offseason with them. You know, I don't know a lot about Brooklyn this year or Lutheran West, to be honest. But, you know, right now, without seeing anybody, I mean, I got to say Oberlin and Clearview with, you know, Fairview being right there to, you know, few bounces go the right way, those three teams are pretty tough.
What would your team goals be this year? And Larry, do you set those? Do the kids set them? Is it a combination? Do you talk with them? How do you go about setting team goals?
I mean, to be honest, we really don't do, you know, team goals. I mean, obviously when you're in our conference and there's five teams, you know, we only have, you know, six teams on each side, so we got to be better than five. So, you know, one of the expectations is obviously to win conference. But like I said, it'll be an uphill battle. One thing we don't sugarcoat with our kids. They know they've seen Oberlin, they've seen Clearview, they know these teams. The goals are honestly right now is just to try to figure things out and just be ready for the DeFranco tournament. I mean our schedule's brutal to start. I mean the DeFranco tournament, and then we got Oberlin and Buckeye, who I think could be the best two teams in the conference back to back, and. You know, it's not going to be easy, so we're going to have to figure it out real quick.
So in that sense, your schedule is front-loaded. You've got some competition, so you're going to find out pretty quick what you have. Flip side of that coin is, and the way you describe your team, Larry, you're going to get better. A classic
right.
case, a team getting better as the year moves
yeah,
along.
Yeah, we've seen to always play better towards the end of the year, and maybe that plays a little bit into the football teams and soccer teams getting a little bit further along, and we trying to figure out the right mix of our kids, but... Yeah, I mean, we definitely expect with this group to be better towards the second half of the year than the first half.
You said you haven't scrimmaged yet, but just looking at your team on paper and a couple of practices, what are some things that you want to see in scrimmages? What's some things you'll be keeping an eye on?
Again, just our defense, our ability to, you know, can we stop anybody in the half court, or do we really have to pick up and go full court and pressure? Because if we can't stop anybody in the half court, you might as well try to get some easy baskets and, you know, go after people. And we want to play fast. You know, I mean, we still shoot a ton of threes. You know, we want to get after people. But, you know, when it comes down to tight games and good teams, can you get a stop? And that's what I want to see. And, you know, it's easy when we're going against each other in practice and we know what the plays are and everything. So when you go out in the scrimmage and we're going over to Amherst next Tuesday night with Amherst, Wellington, and another team that escapes me. So you'll get to see three different styles. So that's great for us. So we'll have a lot better an idea after Tuesday's scrimmage.
Well, we've got that DeFranco tournament on WEOL, so I'm looking forward to talking to you now to say, hey, when we talked to you at Wolfie's, how much progress was made between now and the opening weekend?
Yeah, I mean, that's right around the corner. I think we're 3 weeks from Friday, so,
yes.
You know, you almost want to wish it was 3 months from Friday, but it is what it is. And, you know, I'm sure all of us are in the same boat, you know, especially teams that, you know, Midview's the same way. They're football, you know, teams in the playoffs every year. So, you know, it's a good problem to have. But, you know, we hope to be ready. There's no excuses not to be. And, you know, we'll just do as best we can.
There you go. Hey, I know you're busy, so we really appreciate you spending a few moments with us here tonight. As I said, looking forward to seeing you right out of the gate with that DeFranco tournament. I think it's going to be a fun year for Columbia Raider basketball.
Yeah, it definitely will, and we look forward to it, too. And, you know, thanks for having me.
Hey, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thanks, Rob.
Larry Babix joining us here at the table, the head coach of the Columbia Raiders, as he stops by to talk Raider basketball on our WEOL Nick Abraham Boys High School basketball preview. We're live at Wolfie's, and we're going to be here until 9 o'clock tonight. We invite you to stop on out and pay us a visit, just like Larry did. Grab something to eat and enjoy some great conversation. Take a quick timeout. More to come, I believe, coming up next, Kurt Habermill, correct? The head coach of the Vermilion Sailors. We'll get the head coach of Vermilion to talk a little bit about his upcoming season and venturing into the Sandusky Bay Conference for Vermilion. So we'll hear from Kurt after this on AM 930 WEOL and Rob Online
at WEOL.com.